with us on the line from Israel to discuss what is happening and what is the latest with the Israeli-Iranian war is Steve Lindy, who is a features editor with the Jewish News Syndicate. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. I want to start with the South African President Ramaphosa's comments. In Israel, does anyone even pay attention to what the South African government has to say?
Honestly, I don't think so. I understand that South Africa and Russia and others have proposed to mediate between Israel and Iran and the United States now. But I don't think that anyone is taking this too seriously, at least here in Jerusalem. The war is continuing. As far as I know, it's even escalated over the last few days on both sides. And Israel is very optimistic that it's going to achieve its aim of destroying any nuclear potential. And then I think, you know, President Trump's call for Iran to come back to the negotiating table could be taken seriously.
What's the sense where you are, particularly amongst Israelis, let's say in Jerusalem, not that I would imagine it's different in other areas of Israel, is there a sense that this war could go on for months, or is there a sense, as Netanyahu has said, that it could end within a few days?
Yeah, we're getting conflicting messages from Israeli officials, I have to say, and I've read reports in the New York Times and elsewhere that this will be over in a few days. You know, one thing I've learned, and I'm sure you have too, Paula, as a journalist, not to predict anything because, yeah, I mean, as one historian once said, you know, everything's inevitable. So anything's possible. It could go on for a few days. It could go on for a few weeks. I hope from where I'm sitting that it's not going to go on for months or years, which someone I heard predicted. I think that, you know, from Israel's point of view, as soon as its targets are achieved, its aims are achieved, then it certainly is open to some kind of diplomatic resolution. But I think the we shouldn't lose track of the fact that Israel has achieved very much in this war against Iran, much more than anyone expected. And the fact that the United States has joined in and literally destroyed three of Iran's nuclear facilities is a huge achievement from Israel's point of view.
And just following on from that, last night's American attack was a tremendous success, as you say, for Israel and the United States and the world. How do you see Iran retaliating?
Well, I know the Iranians have threatened to target Americans at the moment and perhaps American targets all over the world. But I think that the message has been conveyed very strongly to Iran from its allies in Moscow and elsewhere, that it should be restrained in its response if it doesn't want to escalate the situation into, you know, a regional or even a world war. So I think the Iranians are smart enough to, let's hope, to not carry out major attacks against America, and it remains to be seen what they'll choose to do. Here in Israel, you know, we've had daily ballistic missile attacks, which, you know, it doesn't seem probably from where you're sitting in South Africa that they're serious, but, you know, I visited some of the sites in Bat Yam and Tamra, and it looks like Gaza there. You know, one missile can destroy up to 75 buildings, and even though the casualty count has been relatively low, we've had 24 people killed, mm-hmm. and 1,400 injured, according to the government assessment. Over 500 missiles have been launched at Israel, and if we didn't have, you know, the incredible defense systems that we have, like Iron Dome, and 90% of the missiles have been intercepted, you can only imagine what the casualty count would be.
What is the mood like amongst Israelis? Are they fatigued? When I spoke to a couple of people when it all began last Friday, people were upbeat in a way. I mean, I don't know if that's the right word, but people were very proud of what Israel had done and was doing. Is that sense still there, or are people becoming tired, fatigued, a little bit despondent the longer this carries on?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both, actually. I mean, I think people are upbeat and resilient, as Israelis tend to be. Everyone is very pleased that this operation, you know, which is called Rising Lion, has made some significant gains. But at the same time, you know, going into the bomb shelters at all hours of the night and day does tire one out. And at the same time, businesses and schools and restaurants and all kinds of things have been closed. And there's still, you know, a high alert, and you're not supposed to have gatherings of more than just a few people. So I think it has taken its toll. But as I said, Israelis are very resilient, and they can probably go on for at least a few days, if not weeks. So from that point of view, I think, you know, the mood is a good one. Everyone you talk to is very worried, but is also very proud of what Israel has achieved.
Steve, earlier you were talking about an increase in threats against American targets. Have you noticed any increased security surrounding the embassy or American sites in Jerusalem? And at the same time, Iran is threatening the Straits of Hormuz. Do you think that the U.S. would consider that a direct attack?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously the Americans, just like the Israelis and Jews all over the world, are on high alert for any potential attacks. But like I said, what Iran chooses to do, like close the Straits of Hormuz, you know, that is a tactical move, but I don't think it can sustain it for very long. So, and it'll affect, you know, oil prices and the economic situation all over the world. So, yes, I think that would be strategic from Iran's point of view, but I think they're looking for something more dramatic, and that's why I think we all need to be vigilant and on the alert wherever we are.
In your opinion, what is the chance of there being regime change in Iran?
Obviously, you know, that would be the ideal scenario, ultimately, because the current regime under Khamenei and the Ayatollahs, you know, has been very repressive. In fact, Israel even hit the infamous Evin prison today, which is kind of like the equivalent of South Africa's Robben Island under apartheid, where, you know, Iran kept political prisoners and even had a clock counting down to the destruction of Israel. So I think, you know, a regime look, the Iranian people will ultimately decide, but I know that President Trump said today that that's not his goal ultimately, but from the Iranian people's point of view, you know, obviously, if this could lead to a change in a very, you know, dictatorial fascist evil regime, then this would be a very good outcome for them.
And Steve, do you think Netanyahu has redeemed himself with this Iranian war after the October 7th debacle?
Well, you know, it's a good question, and I don't know how Prime Minister Netanyahu will go down in history, but he told me, and he's always said, that he wanted to be remembered as the person who stopped Iran from becoming nuclear. And in a way, he has salvaged his legacy in this attack, which has been planned in the works for a long time. So even though I know it sounds very cynical, but even though it started off with October 7th being his legacy and the fact that we were caught with our pants down and the worst attack ever on on Israeli soil. In a way, if it ends with bringing down the Iranian regime and stopping it from becoming nuclear, in a way, maybe history will be more sympathetic and remember him more positively in that way.